Death of Charles IX by Raymond Auguste Quinsec Monvoisin. A pupil of the painter Lacour in Bordeaux, his birthplace, Monvoisin entered the studio of the neoclassical painter Pierre Narcisse Guérin in 1816. 4 years later, he finished second at the Prix de Rome contest. Even before his departure for the Villa Medici, he had painted some important pictures for Bordeaux churches, and his success continued on his return. His work entered the collection of the Duke d'Orléans in the Palais Royal, and he was awarded a first-class medal at the Salon in 1831. He gradually abandoned his master's porcelain style and the sugary themes of classical love to become an ambitious history painter. Faced with the hostility of the Director General of Museums during the reign of Louis-Philippe, he went to Chile at the invitation of its chargé d'affaires, Francisco Javier Rosales. The pictures he brought with him from France won him an instant reputation, guaranteeing him a large clientele for his portraits. He founded an academy of painting there and was largely responsible for the birth of a school of South American painting. He also enjoyed painting scenes of local color during his travels to Peru and Argentina. On his return to France in 1857, he drew on his experiences in the New World to paint a number of successful pictures, such as Shipwreck, South America, engraved by La Salle and displayed at the Musée Fabre. In the early 19th century, scenes from French history were very fashionable, and the death of Charles IX, exhibited in the 1835 Salon, is a good illustration of the genre. He was the son of Catherine de Medici, who ruled in his place until his majority and continued to exercise the real power throughout his reign. Charles IX ruled from 1561 to 1574 over a France divided by religious conflict. Unfortunately, he's best known for giving in to his mother and permitting the Saint Bartholomew's Day massacre. A weak man, both physically and mentally, he died in 1574, ravaged by tuberculosis and plagued with remorse. Monvoisin sets the scene in the Louvre Palace, with the dying Charles IX is his wife, Elizabeth of Austria, who is tending to his last needs. Catherine de Medici stands opposite, like a malevolent shadow, conspicuously wearing the Catholic crucifix. The king's horrified gaze reveals all the revulsion his mother inspires in him, responsible for all the bloodshed during his reign. In his hand, he holds the crumpled Edict of Regency, unwilling to give it to her, and he is indicating the window through which the Tour de Nesle is visible, a prison with a sinister reputation.